Officially 7:25, and on this week has been Pastor Dan Gilner from Grace Church in Perrysburg. Pastor Dan, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How you be? What's going on with you?
Man, it's a good day today. It's a sunny, beautiful morning. I got good lunch today with some people from the church and the larger community. Those are always good days.
Nice. Well, you know what? It's cool because it kind of gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day.
Outstanding. Well, you know what? Speaking of outstanding, we're excited to hear what you have for us this morning on the Morning Munch. It's been a great week. What do you have for us?
Thanks. Yeah, today I want to talk about peace. And I know some mornings can be mornings of peace. I think of the stillness of the mornings, and it just ushers in the spirit of peace. And a couple months ago, I had the privilege of driving down to Wilmore, Kentucky to go to Asbury University during their outpouring that was happening. I have some connections down there, and so I just drove, and I got down there, and I didn't know what to expect, except I was just hungry to be with the Lord and to be with people. And it was a Monday. I'll never forget. I just walked up the steps to the auditorium, and I walk in the door, and there wasn't this move of power. There wasn't this move of, I don't know, it wasn't dramatic. It was an ushering in of peace from the moment I walked in the door. And I went in and found a seat, and we just worshiped. And I was there for 5 hours only, but the 5 hours felt like 20 minutes. And as I sat there, I felt like the weight of the world, the things that I was carrying, were just being lifted off me. And the things I was concerned about going in were just put in their proper place as we just praised God and as we just worshiped Him. And the interesting thing is, and there's been lots of stories about this, is that much of what happened was happening just through prayer. Like even the worship teams, they came in and they rotated, you know, every 2 hours or so. But I know they spent an hour with each praise team beforehand, consecrating them in a room of prayer to make sure that they had been with the Lord and everything was right in their life before anyone stepped out. And it wasn't performance. There weren't even lyrics on the screen. It was just honest, desperate people coming before the Lord and praising Him. And the result was there was this peace in the room, which I've heard stories after stories, like how powerful is our God that He would usher into an anxious generation, that generation that's at college, that He would usher in His presence with peace. And so that's what I thought I'd spend a little bit of time on today, is what is this peace? Is it just relegated to, you know, outpourings at a university, or can it be more? And so the passage I want to read is from Philippians 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So I deeply believe God doesn't work by formulas. Like if I do A, God's got to do B. But when I do read the scriptures over and over, there's a connection between being in the presence of Jesus and the presence of peace. And so what I experienced down there was this place of prayer and rejoicing and praise brought or ushered in the sense of peace. And I just think our world needs this. I think all of us need it. I think of, you know, Jesus sleeping on the boat in the middle of the storm in Mark chapter 4. And He was able, once they woke Him up, He was able to speak to the storm what He was experiencing inside. He said, "Peace, be still." So our external circumstances don't have to dictate peace. We can be peaceful even though the world around us is crazy. But I've always found that I'm the most peaceful when I've most experienced the presence of Jesus. So that Philippians 4 says, "Rejoice, give thanks. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is near." So instead of running around trying to minimize the anxiety, instead He invites us just into His presence. He wants our request to be made known to Him. He wants to hear from us. So I think I shared the other day, I've just encouraged my church every day between now and Easter to take 10 minutes and just be alone with God with no distractions and just worship him. Worship him. Second Chronicles chapter 5, there's this story at the end where they're the priests and the worship leaders, they're blowing trumpets, and the glory of the Lord fell as they prayed. And the priests couldn't even do their work because the glory of the Lord was so strong in that place. Because when we praise, it changes the environment. And so I just want to encourage you who are anxious today, or us who are anxious, those who have lots of worry. Again, our external circumstances don't have to determine our peace. The Prince of Peace does that. Go before him. He'll give you peace because you can trust him. He'll give you peace because that's what his presence does. And you can find yourself at rest no matter what you may face today. May it be so for all of us. And I want to offer a prayer for that. God, what a privilege it is that you invite us into your presence. I mean, Jesus told us this in John 16. He says, you know, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. But before then, he says, I told you these things so that in me you may have peace. So part of us overcoming the world in Jesus is to be found in him. So I pray for all the listeners today that we would know that Jesus is awaiting our prayers, our rejoicing, our supplication, our thanksgiving. And in him, and only in him, do we find the peace that our souls long for. Run to him. He's waiting, inviting you back into his presence. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Dan Gilner, such a good word this morning. I wonder how many of us listened to you just give that and spoke about peace, and how many souls reached out and claimed when you said rest. How many people snatched that word for themselves?
Yeah, rest. That's a good word. That's Jesus' promise, right? Matthew 11. Come to me and you'll find rest. Rest for your souls. You who are weary and heavy laden, in him is rest.
Yeah, well, it's such an intense word. That is such a good word this morning. Thank you, Pastor Dan. Easter is coming up 1 week from this coming weekend. And so you have special services that are on the way. Teach us about Easter. What you got going on that day?
Man, Easter is going to be incredible. I can't wait. It's one of, I know every Sunday is a little Easter, but you know, on this day, the church universal is just celebrating the fact that death does not win and that Jesus has been risen from the dead. And so we at Grace Church in Perrysburg are going to celebrate with three Easter morning celebrations, one at 7 out in the parking lot at the sunrise service. It'll be about 20 to 30 minutes long, just a simple praise, worship, and communion time. And then at 8:30, we have a traditional service, singing the beautiful and best with trumpet and violin. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning there. And then at 10:30, we have a contemporary service. And, man, I just can't wait. And I just heard last night that we have one of our college students just wrote me and said that they want to renew their commitment to Jesus. And so we're going to baptize them. It's going to be an awesome day. Awesome day you won't want to miss.
What's cool about what you just said, too, is that the 7 a.m. service, the sunrise service, you're meeting out in the parking lot just to experience the sunrise, and it sounds like a more quiet service. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah. You know, it's supposed to replicate, you know, the women coming to the tomb that the Easter morning, and they were coming with anticipation for what they thought was going to be there, but they were surprised. And so I'm not sure how quiet it will be for long, but I think we'll start with stillness and end with rowdiness. But it'll be simple. It'll be us standing around an acoustic guitar and no pretense, no performance. It'll just be us singing, "The Lord indeed has been risen from the dead."
That sounds like a great service. So remind us again, 7 a.m. is the first service.
Outside, sunrise. 8:30 traditional, 10:30 contemporary.
And then a website in case you get confused on the timing again, because that happens from time to time.
It does. GraceGMC.net and find all that information and more there.